Now it's the time of the show where we explore a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do, or right. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, if you've been to a sporting event, more than likely you've been, or at least are aware of a thing called the Kiss Cam, right? On the Jumbotron.
Sure. Yes.
Now, Coldplay has the same thing at their concerts, right? There's a part in their show where they do kind of a kiss cam and they show some loving couples on the Jumbotron. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted cheating on a kiss cam at a Coldplay concert, you're doing okay.
And Chris Martin nailed it with what he said.
Look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
he didn't know how accurate he was there.
Nope. Super accurate.
Yeah, so this was at a Coldplay show there in Boston. This couple showed up on the Jumbotron, a guy kind of swaying with his arms around a woman. Then right as they realized they were the couple on the Jumbotron, the guy ducked. Dusted. The woman turned around.
She turned around.
Yes.
She's covering her face.
And that's when Chris Martin was like, oh, look at these two. And you know, you heard Chris go, oh, right. Oh, come on. You know, you're all right. Because that's when the guy was like, deuces. Right. I'm out. And then he's like, either they're having an affair or they're very just shy. So
not shy.
Yeah. So you almost might think, oh my gosh, that had to have been pre-planned. You know how sometimes they do the kiss cams at the sporting events and the mascot is seen around the girl. The guy comes back with the beers going, what's going on?
Right.
You know, you're cheating on me with the mascot.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is pre-planned, but this
was not. They were identified almost immediately by the internet.
Yeah, the guy, Andy, he's a CEO of a tech company worth like $1 billion. The woman apparently is a coworker.
The chief people officer.
And she's
her title.
I think she works. Like, basically HR.
It's like AR. Yeah.
HR. Yeah. Kristen is her name. That's not his wife. Now, apparently,
and that's also not her husband.
Well, she apparently is divorced.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
She's okay.
So
she's not.
And apparently, though, Andy's wife was hassled so much online, she deactivated her social media.
Oh, no.
Now,
why are people hassling her?
A lot. Well, probably just like, do you see what he's doing? You know, all that stuff. And
no.
So
like
now,
tagging her in it.
There's a lot of fake comments from Andy, the CEO of this tech company, making the rounds online. Now, there is apparently one that looks a little bit more legit where he kind of calls out Coldplay. So I don't know if this is a legit statement or not, but this is the one that looks most accurate. This official statement, a quote, official statement saying, I'm taking time to reflect. It was a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. And then says,
I'm taking accountability, time to figure out the next steps personally and professionally.
But he says how troubling it is that we should have what should have been a private moment became public without my consent.
Oh,
I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. So he's legit blaming Coldplay, which I don't know if you've ever been to a concert, but anytime you buy a ticket, mm-hmm. It says on the ticket that you agreed to have your image on, you know, or likeness displayed.
He didn't read the fine print.
Anyways.
Also, you're in a public place, buddy.
Yeah.
It's not a private moment. You're in a public place. Anybody else? Like, what if another one of his coworkers were there, looked over mm-hmm. and be like, oh, there's our boss.
Well, what's funny are all the memes that are going around. But then they're also highlighting some people that are around them and are laughing uh-huh. like they knew. They're like,
yep.
clearly something's happening
yep.
next to me that I know shouldn't.
Like they've all been keeping the secret
or
and
something.
Now they don't have to.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted cheating on a kiss cam at a Coldplay concert, you're doing okay. That's your setting the bar story.
Oh, kudos to Chris Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Dang it. Oh, dang it. Oh, dang it. Oh, dang it.
Yeah, and then later he's like, oh, crap, hopefully we didn't do something bad. Well, Chris.
Well. But you know what, Chris? You didn't do anything bad.
No. He didn't.
Andy did.
Yeah, exactly. So what I would love, stupidest way you got busted, or maybe if you're in HR, do you have any office romance stories? Would love to hear some of those.
Oh, man, this was a pretty spectacular one, though.
Yep, wow. Spectacular for sure. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. That's your Setting the Bar story.